All right, happy Sabbath. So, how many of you have started school yet? You all started already? Wow. Well, this was Ian's first day back at school. Now, did you guys have butterflies in your stomach? First day, kind of feel a little... He was a little bit anxious, but he had a reason. First reason was he was the first day at school, and he had a new teacher, and there might be new people in his class. But the other reason was because there was a club at his school, okay? And it was called the Chippewa Secret Society. Do you have any clubs? This was a real exclusive club. And you could only be part of this club if you got invited to be part of this club. And he wasn't part of this club, but Dale, his friend, was. And see, what happened is he couldn't be part of the club because they only allowed 7 boys. And they already had 7 for the longest time. But this past summer, Roger moved away. And so they had an opening. But see, he couldn't just ask to be part. He wanted so badly because his friend Dale was in the club. And Dale wanted him to be in too. But they asked him right before school started. They said, "Do you want to be part of the Chippewa Secret Society?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, I do, really bad." And they said, "Okay, well, this is what you have to do. You have to take a test. And if you don't pass the test, we have to ask somebody else. And the first day of school, after school, we're gonna give you the test." And so he was really nervous that whole day. He's all nervous. And after school, they got together, and they said, "Okay, here's the test." And Zachary said, "See that bike over there? That's my bike. See the basket?" He said, "You have to go to Mrs. Sandstrom's house. You have to get her cat. You have to put it in the basket. You have to drive it all the way to Cottonwood Road, which is like an outside of town. And then you have to let the cat go." And Ian thought, that's the test? I mean, that's terrible. I can't do that. And he was like, "Oh, no." He's like, "Are you guys serious? That's the test?" And they're like, "Yeah, well, we've heard that cats are really good at getting back, and we want to prove the theory out. So that's the test. So come on, let's go. We can't waste time." So they went to Mrs. Sandstrom's. Now, do you think he could get that cat? He's thinking, that's not even going to be there. And okay, so he went along with them. And you know what? There was the cat right in front of her house. And he's like, "Well, I'm not going to get that cat in the basket." So he called the cat, "Here, little kitty." And the cat stretched, and then it just ran over to him. And he started petting it, and he picked it up. It was a little small cat, and he put it in the basket. And he closed the basket door, and the cat didn't struggle. It didn't even make a peep. And he's like, "Is the cat still alive?" So he put his ear to the basket, and the cat was purring. It was all happy. It was all in this basket. And he heard a voice in his head, and the voice says, "That cat's trusting you." And Ian thought, "I can't do this to the cat. I mean, the cat's going to not make it home. I can't do this to Mrs. Sandstrom." He says, he thought to himself, "You know what? If this is what they do in the club, I don't want to be part of the club." He said, "I can't do this." So he opened the basket. He took the cat out. He put it on the lawn. And they all came over and they said, "What did you do?" He says, "I know I failed your test, but you guys are going to have to get someone else to join your club." And they said, "What do you mean failed our test? You passed the test. If you were going to get on the bike, we were going to take the cat out anyway." They said, "You passed. We don't want someone in our club that would do something like that." And he said, "Really?" And Dale was so excited because his friend Ian passed. And Ian was so excited, and he became part of that club. And that was a really good school year for him. He had so much fun. They went camping. They got to hang out in the clubhouse. Now, sometimes it doesn't always end like that, right? I mean, sometimes we have to make decisions, and we get confused because we want something really bad, but then we hear this voice in our head that says, you know, that's not right. What should we do in that case? What should we do? That's right. We should always do what's right. When we hear that little voice, because that's how God talks to us, and he tells us, and we hear that, and we say, you know, that's just not right. So let's remember that, okay, throughout this school year. If you ever have any choices like that to make? Okay, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for speaking to us, for giving us instruction through our parents and through all those around us, and we ask that you help us to always make the right decisions and to listen to you, no matter how confused we are, that we can trust in you always. Amen.